God reaches out to you. No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. John 6:44. Why some have doubts? Many who believe in God feel distant from him. I just viewed him as the God who created everything, admits Christina, a woman from Ireland who attended church every week. But I didn't know him. Not once did I feel close to him. What God's Word teaches. When we feel lost, Jehovah does not give up on us. Jesus illustrated God's care for us this way. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them strays, will he not leave the 99 on the mountains and set out on a search for the one that is straying? The lesson? Likewise, it is not a desirable thing to my Father who is in heaven for even one of these little ones to perish. Matthew 18:12-14. Every one of these little ones is precious to God. How does God search for the one that is straying? According to the scripture quoted at the outset, Jehovah draws people to him. Consider how God took the initiative to draw sincere individuals. In the first century CE, God sent the Christian disciple Philip to intercept an Ethiopian official's chariot and discuss the meaning of a Bible prophecy that the official was reading. Later, God directed the Apostle Peter to visit the home of a Roman officer named Cornelius, who had been praying and striving to worship God. God also guided the Apostle Paul and his companions to a river outside the city of Philippi. There they met a worshiper of God named Lydia, and Jehovah opened her heart wide to pay attention. Acts 16:9-15. In each case, Jehovah made sure that those who were seeking him had an opportunity to know him. Who today call on people in their homes and in public areas to share the Bible's message about God? Many would answer, Jehovah's Witnesses. Ask yourself, could it be that God is using them to reach out to me? We urge you to pray to God to help you respond to his efforts to draw you to him. End of article.